The college experience, Southern Cal Trojans against the Oregon Ducks, March Madness, Sweet 16 college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Your bracket may bust, but your bankroll never has to with BetQL. Use the promo code March30 for 30% off the entire year of BetQL. That's BetQL, promo code March30. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Odds Crowd has a ton of free fantasy betting contests, including a 2K season long MLB contest and a $500 weekly contest. Download their app today, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise capper contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, Jeff Nadeau, and more. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner-takes-all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else bet the other side. Sign up at betteredge.com. Promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's Better Edge, BETTOREdge.com. Promo code SGP. Welcome to the college experience. Southern Cal Trojans against the Oregon Ducks. Pac-12 rematch here. March Madness, Sweet 16 preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And if you need to know why this game's excited, are you kidding me? Two conference rivals meeting in the Sweet 16 with a ticket to the Elite Eight on the line. They don't like each other. These two teams have battled a lot over the past couple of years, obviously, because they reside in the same conference. But yes, let's get into it. Oregon and Fali Dante out for the year, right? They're big men, right? They've been hit with COVID problems. They've overcame so much to have a great March Madness run, took down the Iowa Hawkeyes. And if you want to know why the USC Trojans should be a decent match, it's because USC beat them by 20 the first time. And that was with them missing one of the Mobley brothers. They out-rebounded them severely in that game. And USC's been a team. Andy Enfield, 9-0 ATS in the NCAA tournament, back to his Florida Gulf Coast days. This is a compelling matchup. I mean, USC just destroyed Kansas, two Pac-12 teams. Look, everyone said the Pac-12 was not good enough. It's not a good sports conference. No, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about, as they've proved it here. And we know one thing, one outcome here is a Pac-12 team will be advancing to the Elite Eight. This is a very compelling matchup. First, I mean, you got Oregon's doing this run by playing small ball, right? They don't have a lot of bigs. Eugene Amorori and also Eric Williams play the forward spot for them. Eric Williams, the Duquesne transfer, guy's a stud, but he's short, 6'6". Amorori, 6'6" as well. LJ Figueroa playing big for them, the St. John's transfer. So they added in that, obviously, Will Richardson and Chris Duarte. Duarte's the real stud. That rounds out their starting five. I wonder if they get more creative. I wonder how many minutes a forward like Chandler Lawson plays. Guy normally plays about 18 minutes. I saw in the last game, you know, they went deep into the bench, gave some minutes to a couple guys that were big men. So I wonder if Kepnang gets in there. He's averaging 8 minutes a game, him or were. I would expect them to do something there, knowing that they're going to match up against the height of USC. But I still think this is what worked for them against Iowa. They let Garza beat them, right? They said, Garza, you're going to get yours, but everyone else, yeah, no, not going to happen. They didn't double Garza. I expect them to have a similar approach against Evan Mobley and USC here. Garza went for, I think, 38, and they lost by double digits. So just to give you an idea, great coaching job by Dana Altman. I expect him to do something similar here, because you look at USC stats, Mobley, their clear cut leading scorer, 17 points a game, 9 boards, he 3 blocks. I mean, I think he's going to get his. After that, you know, you have the other Mobley who missed that first game, Isaiah Mobley. He can play, but also Taj Eady. That's going to be an interesting matchup. He's a good guard, 13 and a half points a game. He's going to get lined up. I don't know who he's actually probably not their top defensive guard. I think their top defensive guard is probably Isaiah White. If they match up White on Duarte, that'll be a matchup to watch, but White getting 7 points a game, 3.5 boards, but he is their top defender steals wise. That will be compelling, but Oregon's done this by playing small ball, and Duarte can play, Richardson can play, Figueroa can play, Williamson can play. I mean, all of these guys, even Amarori, all of them super athletic, but definitely undersized. Can't wait to see these this approach on how they try to tackle the Trojans here. You look at you know, Ken Palm's metrics, and you know, you Oregon's kind of a team kind of flying under the radar a little bit. They're actually 17th. I know coming into the tournament, probably people wouldn't project them there. 10th in offense, but 52nd in defense. And the real thing is going to be on the glass. Can they just not give up too many second chance points to the Trojans? USC coming in with the 15th best offense. So Oregon got the better offense, but USC's got the 5th best defense. That means, I don't know. I mean, Oregon, not horrible at 52nd, but they're gonna have to fix some things, I think, if they want to get this win here. From the 3-point line, which I think is this is a compelling stat here. Oregon shoots the 3 a lot better than USC, like literally like 4 or 5% better. That could be huge in this game. Also the free throw line. USC just shoots just 64% for the free throw line. Oregon about 70, almost 71. That could be key in this game. But like I said, they played in the regular season. USC destroyed them. I tend to think Dana Altman's going to have a different coaching approach on how to tackle the Trojans in this one. This line opened. Here, let me just get you. I believe. Let me try to get this current line, just because these college basketball lines move crazy. So I expect, though, you know, obviously you're going to have both Mobleys there, and the rebounding is going to be really tough for the Ducks. I expect them to play some of those big men on the bench that perhaps, you know, you're not traditionally used to seeing get major minutes. But I definitely do expect that. So keep an eye on that. Foul trouble, I think, could be key. Oregon, you know, they tend to run kind of light as far as they don't have a deep bench. So foul trouble is absolutely huge in this matchup. So if Oregon got to stay out of foul trouble. So this line opened up at Oregon -1. It is now USC -2. I tend to trust Oregon here. I think Dana Altman's one of the most underrated coaches in the country. And that's not a shot at Andy Enfield. I think Enfield's great, but Altman, I think, clear coaching advantage to Oregon. I also think the fact that they just played a team that their big man, you know, went off for 38 points and Oregon still won by double digits. I think they're going to play into that same style approach, maybe a few different wrinkles, but I expect them to do something very similar, which I think will lead the Ducks. And I think the Ducks guard play, that elite guard play that I hit on of Duarte, Figueroa, Richardson, Williams. It's too many guys. I'm interested to see the Trojans' top-notch defense against, because, I mean, USC looked great against Kansas. But I'm going to take the Ducks to get it done here. I think the money coming in on USC, great time for me to grab the Ducks. And, you know, I had this in my bracket. I had Oregon in the Elite Eight. So why would I fade it now, especially after the way they looked against Iowa? So give me the Ducks to get it done, but I am intrigued to watch this matchup. And I wonder, you know, do they change their starting five? The Ducks, do they, you don't, you probably don't want Amorori in foul trouble. Do you line up somebody else on Mobley? Do you start Chandler Lawson? Makes a lot of sense to me. Going to be interesting to watch that. I think the Kepnang thing too, he's going to have to get a lot more minutes. And I think Duarte is going to need to have a big game. Duarte is their true killer, and I think he can really be a difference in this matchup. But obviously Richardson, Figueroa, Williams, they have several guys. They have five guys really that can hit you. Five guys that average. I mean, their whole starting five averages double digits. So watch out for those guys. And they also have what? Let's count this here. I think they have basically three players shooting 40% or better from three. I mean, Duarte is hitting 43% of his shots from three. That circle that, because that's going to be huge in this game. If they can slow down that percentage, you know, lower that percentage, then perhaps USC rolls. But I think Oregon is the play here. I think Altman's going to study that film all week of that loss to USC. Right those wrongs. I'm a huge fan of Dan Altman. I think he's a great coach. And give me the Ducks to get it done here. I like it on the money line too, obviously. So that is what I'm thinking here in this one. Should be a dandy though. And I do love it when these conference teams, you know, meet up in the tournament, because it adds a new layer to the rivalry. So I'm on the Ducks. Quack, 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 quack. Go Ducks! Go Ducks, baby. And yeah, guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. Been doing this thing for 4 years. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, over 500 handicapping every single game, each individual season. Yes, each college basketball season, over 500. Each college football season, over 500. So as a collective, we're way over 500, sure. All right, but also each season. And we cover every D1 school, all right? You want to know about Oregon football? We got you covered. Oregon State football, whatever it is, Portland State football, we got you covered. And if it's USC football, if it's San Diego, you know, even San Diego State, San Diego University or San Diego State. San Diego's currently playing FCS, playing at a great level. Back to the days of Jim Harbaugh coaching there. So we got you covered here. Look, even UC Davis and Dan Hawkins or Cal Poly, we got you covered. The Sacramento State Hornets, whatever the fuck you want to talk about, we got you covered on the College Experience. Make sure you tell a friend. We've also been way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on a spreadsheet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Look, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm going to try to charge you for is your kindness. If you can get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. We'd certainly appreciate it. And yeah, look, if you give us that review, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I will send you a College Experience T-shirt. Yes, and trust me, women will flock to you with the nice T-shirt. You know, now your fucking gap tooth isn't going to be a problem. They'll say, hey, at least he's wearing new clothes. I will have sex with him, and thus your life will improve, especially if you're listening to our plays, because we're hitting over 50%. So it's a source of income, essentially. So get over to Twitter at the Colby D, free T-shirt. Come on, give me a follow too. Give NC Nick a follow at NC_NICK. Give Patty C a follow at Patty C831. And what else? What else? Give the Sports Gambling Podcast a follow at the SGP Network, and also check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Slack channel. That's a fantastic thing we got going. You want to know who is winning in the dog races in South Florida? Trust me, they got every fucking sport you can think of. I mean, you can probably find out who's winning the pinball bets going on at the local dive bar in wherever the fuck you're from. So check it out. It's a lot of fun. Sports Gambling Podcast Slack channel. And yeah. All right, this is the College Experience. USC Oregon style. I say take the Ducks to get it done in a Pac-12 rematch. You better start thinking about yours. And we have.